Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
Let's give a hand to Sharon Barker Atla from Canada.
The World Eskimo Indian Olympics is held in Fairbanks every year, and Native people from all over Alaska and other parts of the world gather in friendly competition of traditional tests of strength, endurance, and agility. At WEO, competitors can be as young as 12, and there's no upper age limit. Some Alaska teenagers do attend WEO, and many of them make it a regular part of their summers. Longtime WEO athlete and event coordinator Mandy Sullivan says she first got involved when she was a teenager herself.
Once they get into it, they're almost in it for life. Because of that, you have friends that you will always see, and you'll see them, in Anchorage, or you'll see them at NYO, or you'll also see them in other settings, and you're just like, oh, it's because of WEO that brought you together.
I don't have a grandma that can teach me, the ways of our people.
This is Christina Glenzel, a Soldotna teen who regularly competes and officiates at WEO and other Native games throughout the year.
So it's like being around other people that are like Athabascan and like seeing like the regalia that's like traditional. It's kind of cool because it's like my culture and I had never had an opportunity to see it.
Rampart teenager Brittany Woods Orison took first place in the women's Indian stick pull event this year.
Native people in Alaska is our way of life, and there's just something just spiritual and then the people, just everyone helps each other out and just this bond you get here.
Well, anything else you want to say?
Go to WEO. That's it.
I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.